Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you get there, you'll find lots of things that will help you there. Small business issues, small business answers, small business, maybe even a little entertainment. And certainly some things that will help you start, run, and grow your small business better. And we do that with the help of our Brain Trust members. But right now, I don't have any Brain Trust members with me, except me. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about something you've heard me talk about over the years that I think is so important, and that is how you treat your customers when you're face to face with them, and how you treat them when they do business with you. I've been doing quite a bit of business with small businesses, and it's, you know, dropping into this one or that one, and did a little traveling last week and went by some small businesses and did some business. And here's the thing that I'm still not seeing enough of, folks. I'm not seeing people waiting on customers, looking them in the eye as you wait on them, looking them in the eye when you take their money, looking them in the eye when you hand them their change, looking them in the eye when you say, thank you for your business. I appreciate you coming in. I hope you'll come back. In the meantime, what else can I do for you? Now, that little soliloquy that I just gave you, if you will do that, if you'll do exactly what I just said, if you'll say exactly what I just said, and I'll say it again in a minute, if you'll get your employees to say exactly what I just said, you will increase your sales. Your sales will increase. I guarantee it. It will happen. Here's the opposite of what I just said. That's right. Nothing. Nothing. No words coming out of your mouth. You can't see my eyes, but I'd be looking down. I'd be looking at something else. I'd be looking maybe at another employee or something. Or I'd say something like this: When I give you your change back, I would say, okay, that's $24.35. And then when I give you your change back or your receipt or whatever, I'd say something like, there you go. Have a nice day. Here you are. And then nothing else. Folks, that's the way to have a sales decrease, treating people like that. You are a small business. You have to fight, and you have to use every tool, every tactic available to you to get people to come back, because you can't afford to blitz the market with awareness advertising. You can't afford to do that. So when you get people in front of you, you have to make the most of it. And here's how you do that. Thank you for your business. I appreciate you coming in today. Please come back to see us. In the meantime, what can we do to help you? Say all of that, or at least some of it, but never leave out the thank you for your business. I appreciate you coming in and doing business with us today. Folks, one of the things that really irritates me, and this may sound, some of you may have heard me talk about this before, but if you haven't, this may sound odd to you for me to say this. But Walmart, I'm going to say that Walmart, I'm going to make a bold statement here. Walmart never put any small business out of business. Because Walmart, just because they came to town, just because Walmart came to town, didn't put any small business out of business. You know what puts more small businesses out of business than anything? Not saying thank you to a customer. I promise you, as much as anything else, other than not understanding how cash flow works, which if you'll say thank you more, you'll have more cash flow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an epidemic, and I've been railing about this for I don't know how long, and I'm going to do that as long as I draw breath. There's an epidemic in America of people doing business with customers, large companies, small companies, and the customer would be maybe the only one who said thank you. The employee gives the money, their change back, and the customer actually says thank you. Now, I'm going to say this again. If the customer says thank you before you say thank you, you have failed. If the customer leaves and they're the only one who has said thank you, you will not be in business very long. I don't know if it'll take a month or a year or 5 years, but I will tell you that is one of the ways, one of the best ways to wind up going out of business, maybe by either fast or by a slow, painful death, is to not make customers believe that you are so grateful for their business that you have to express yourself that way. And owners, business owners, please train your people and require them to do this. But guess what? I see this happening from the owners. I don't understand it. You got to fix this, folks. This is how you're going to survive and thrive into the future. You got to say thank you to customers. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Has it
been? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.